My dog Ruby is a queen. My dog Ruby is a queen. When Ruby came to our home a few days ago, she was a princeling. She is a lovely dog, and she did everything she could to show us how happy she was to be in our home here on our 104 acres up on the mountains of Southern California. She just was so wiggly and so happy and so content. Already she's 5 years old, but she's a beautiful girl. But she was just a princeling. And then as she came into our home, she stood up straight and she went around and she said, "I like this place. I like the people who live here. I like them because you're all so wonderful." And we crowned her with all of our joy and all of our happiness and all of our peace and all of our love. And as she sat in the car, she sat on the seat all the way like a beautiful pit bull should. Up straight, beautiful, lovely red coat of hair, a glorious girl. She knew who she was. She had risen from the rank of being a princeling, a princess, to being a queen. And we knew right away that she was a queen. Now, all queens have to learn about their territory, and she loved riding in the car and the pickup truck here on the ranch, going around and looking at all of the property, looking at all the buildings. Every morning, bright and early, she would go with me on a several-mile walk around the campus of the University of Healing here. She'd look at the campus of the monastery and she'd say, "Yes, this is beautiful." And she'd stay within eyesight of me at all time. For after a couple of days of walking with her, I was able to allow her off the leash, and she would be off the leash and go wherever she pleased, and she would never go far, because she knew that that was where she wanted to be. She knew that that was where she was supposed to be. And, of course, that's where she was. She was right within my view, right within my vision of where I could see her. And she is my wonderful love. Fantastic girl. Yes, a fantastic girl. Yes, Ruby is a princess, but now she's a queen. And everything she does is queenly and beautiful and fabulous. And as the days go by, so few yet, she proves every moment that she is able to be responsible to the rules of this kingdom. She knows what the rules of the kingdom are, and she lives perfectly and beautifully here at this wonderful palace, this wonderful place in the Paradise Garden of the University of Healing. You know, Ruby likes to step into the fish pond over at the Shangri-La, and dogs sweat through the pads of their feet. They cool themselves down by panting. Oh, yes, and Ruby walks in the Shangri-La pond, and her feet are so cooled off in the morning, wonderful coolness of the pond. And then she walks around checking everything out. Dogs are not colorblind, but they don't see colors as vividly as we do. And so, when I come upon Ruby and she sees a rabbit, she can tell right away if that rabbit is going to let her chase that rabbit or whether that rabbit is out of her range. And she just does her thing and does it like a mature woman would, like a mature queen would. She's fantastic. She's really fantastic. You know, sled dogs, these dogs up in Alaska who pull sleds, they burn on an average 10,000 calories per day during the race that they drive their sleds with. Fantastic, 10,000 calories a day. What a magnificent creature could do such a thing. What a beautifully built creature could do such a thing. Yes. And Ruby has just come over and put her nose under my arm and said, I could do that if you gave me 10,000 calories of food. I would eat them all. And I said, no, Ruby, you are on the perfect diet. You are on the perfect balanced diet for your weight and for yourself, according to what the veterinarian has told me. You are living the ideal life. The name Fido, that many people give to their dog, comes from the Latin word for faithful. Fido, faithful. Because historically, dogs are thought to be faithful. They're thought to be ones that stay with their masters and love to be with their masters. It's fantastic. Dogs have over 17,000 taste buds, while a human has only 9,000. Dogs have 1,700 taste buds, and we have 9,000 taste buds. How interesting. Obviously, we have greater taste buds than a dog does. That's why a dog oftentimes takes a hold of things that are rancid, and they bury their bones and they eat like that because they have different type of tasting than we do. But they know what they're doing. They have over 200 million scent receptors in their nose compared to our 5 million. But they can tell where their taste buds let them down. They can tell where their scent receptors are more powerful and more fantastic than ever. So Rupi goes around with those 200 million scent receptors checking every leaf and checking every creature who might have been there before. She knows. She knows. She's a wise girl. The most popular name for a dog is Max. Otherwise, the popular names include Molly or Sam or Maggie. But our name is the name Ruby, because she is the most precious stone, the most precious gem, the most precious being that could ever come into the life of anyone. Ruby is a beloved dog. And I can understand how dogs have descended from the southeastern Asia over 14,000 years ago into being the household pets that they are, into being the wonderfully trained creatures that they are, the wonderfully trained beings that they are. And Ruby knows right how to come up to me and put her signed head down, and she sits comfortably on the floor, but very close, so I can reach over and draw my hand across her and pet her wonderful purr. Yes, Ruby is the queen. Ruby is a queen, and every day she becomes more and more queenly. Every day she becomes more and more as a royal being that she is. Or is it that every day I have the vision to see more and more of the magnificence that my Ruby is? It's a wonderful thing to have a pet. Everyone should have a pet. I grew up with many, many pets. Through my childhood, each of us children had a pet from time to time. And when it was our turn to take care of that pet, that was our pet. And some of the pets were everybody's pet. And some of the pets were just individual pets. But all of them were loved. All of them were loved just as our dog, Whitey, the Springer Spaniel. We had him for many years. And the war came along, and we sent him to war to be a war dog. But they sent him back saying he was too much of a lover. Whitey was a lover, and they sent him back to us to be loved. And we loved him, just as we're loving Ruby today, our most precious, wonderful, gentle dog that everyone feels is magnificent, just like we do. So, when you have a chance to see a picture of Ruby, be sure to look closely, because you're looking at a queen. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.